Hi, I'm here today with Peter Pronk, the CEO and founder of 1421 Consulting. Peter, lovely to be here.
Lovely to be here too. Welcome.
Excellent. And I'm here today with Peter to discuss the current business environment and to explore some of the common challenges which established foreign companies face in the China market. So to get things started, Peter, what do you see as some of the key challenges for established foreign SMEs operating in China?
Well, there are quite a couple, but the most important thing is that the ones that survived after the first 3 years, and 80% don't, so that means 20% survive, that this 20% has an interesting thing to face, that after the 3 years, they notice that they are not sure if they're fully compatible on all the things that rules and regulation that counts in China. Because a lot of people think that if you do it the Western way, then probably it will almost be the same in the Chinese way. So that's one important thing. Second important thing is that a lot of companies have to deal with the fact that the culture or habit difference, which they have at the start, is still there 3 or 4 years later. And the third one, which I think is a very important one, is the environment of China is changing drastically. We help China a lot, but at the same time, you can also see that China is now having enough information and that they don't need all the knowledge from the Western companies anymore. So, internal, there are quite a few challenges that I think every SME should be very careful and check on. And external is that the Chinese government is changing, to give you a short answer on this.
Yep. Question. And I guess in this context of a slower rate of economic growth and the changes in regulatory environment here, is 2015 a difficult time for existing SMEs in China to be doing business? And are you optimistic about the future?
Well, if you listen or see at the survey from the European Chamber, which has been issued a couple of weeks back, states that a lot of companies think that 2015 is the beginning or shows that the economy is not going as fast as it was in the beginning, and that especially foreign companies have problems with maintaining their people. So I think you have to look at these numbers seriously. So I think from that point of view, everybody has to change his setting and mind for the next coming years. It's not as it was 10 years ago, where if you arrive at any airport in China, that everybody wanted to talk to you. Mm. That's over. I think that is over. So, is it going to be difficult? Yes. But is it going to be challenging? Yes, also. So I think if you are smart enough as a Western company, and you go with the wind instead of trying to fight it as an orc tornado, then I think you have a chance to survive.
And what do you see as some of the actual challenges in terms of regulation? Are you seeing more and more problems and cases in terms of labor contracts and company structure? What are sort of the actual specific challenges companies are facing now?
Well, what the Western companies, and I call Australian companies and everybody outside China Western companies, what they should realize is that Chinese people learn fast. And they now look at all the things that has been done in the last 10 years. Don't forget, this is the only country in the world that makes 5-year plans, which no other country does, and they stick to it and usually go higher. And now everybody sold, let's take cars as an example, everybody sold tons of cars from the Western world into this country. And then suddenly, using the rules that the Western companies set forth, they're going to check the pricing, and then they notice that all the Western companies overstated the pricing, and they fined everybody for a lot of billions of dollars, Australian or American, it doesn't matter. So I think we have to realize that the Chinese government can also focus now on the Western companies and say, hey, do you pay your taxes right? Hey, do you have your legal stuff in order? Do you pay all the income tax for your employees? Which I think also happens in any Western company, if I would register my company there. So it's very important that we take time and look at that and think, oh, are we ready for that? Because I promise you, they're going to look at us. Mm.
And do you find for foreign companies operating in Beijing and with the proximity to government, do these companies need to take special attention and have mechanisms to make sure that they are following with compliance more than companies operating in the second, third tier cities?
Well, as an example, the ban on smoking starts in Beijing, but a lot of good things also start in Beijing, but a lot of not as good things also start in Beijing. So you have to realize that we are an example city. But don't forget that it will also happen in the second tier cities or in the Shanghai cities or any other big city, because the Chinese government is very stable and constant on their rules and regulations. So maybe it will come a little bit later, but it will be there.
Yeah. And as a CEO of an SME yourself, what changes have you made to your company, or what mechanisms have you improved to ensure that your business is sustainable and complies with the recent changes in regulation?
Well, what we, for our own company, did is first that we stick to the plan that we had at the start, which we're only 4 years old, so it's, or young, it depends on how you look at it. But we grew very fast in 4 years' time, and every year with over 20%. That's one thing. So that means that you've got a lot of new staff coming in. And that also means that in the 4 years' time, and compared to all the other companies I had in the past, and there were many, I never experienced so difficult to maintain my people. Mm. Not that I pay them too low salaries or I don't pay them good bonuses, but just because the Chinese people are more egocentric and they are willing to leave faster. So did I change anything about that to prevent that? No. The only thing that I changed is that I accepted this, call it fate or acceptance of a different habit, and I have to deal with it. But that also means that I have to structure my future with the good team members, because in any moment in time, in the middle of a project, somebody can walk away. What can never happen that one of my customers will experience that or have a problem with that, because we have quite a lot of customers we help with. So that's important, that you look at your HR part. Second part is that you look at your structure, how the communication within your company, but also the authorization within your company is organized. I even noticed, and I'm like a doctor, I tell other people not to smoke, but in the same time I was smoking. So you have to also understand that you have to look at yourself once in a while, which we are doing. And so yes, there were quite a things that I need to change to stay on top of things for the next coming 5 years. Let's make a 5 year plan of myself.
And when you sort of consult other companies, what are sort of two of the three most prominent mistakes or areas which they can improve on?
Yeah, there are two. I mean, we help two kinds of companies. The ones that just enter the market, and we hope that they come by us or any other company that does the same services, and we guide them through the streets of, in this case, Beijing, Guangzhou or Shenzhen or Hong Kong. But that is just, we help them, we find the right partners and try not them to make the mistakes. That everybody are willing to make the mistake. On that part, the biggest mistake is that you think, within one hand, the Bible and a gun, you can colonize China. Don't. You cannot, so forget it. Try to accept the Chinese culture, and then you have a chance to survive. That's one thing. For the ones that are already here, had that experience, and they had their lessons already, but we are not sure if they're all aware of the changes that the government is going to make for the next coming 5 years, specifically to the Western companies doing business here. For that one, we developed the tool, the China Mall Business Camp, and what is nothing more, nothing less than some kind of a checkup, and to see if everything has been done according to the rules and regulation. It's not about if somebody paid an envelope to somebody on the right and wrong moment. It's not a due diligence. It's just a check if in your organization everybody's wrong, right. And don't forget that everybody also not speak Chinese, read Chinese, and sign sometimes a paper that suddenly says, please sign this, so it's needed for this and this tax bureau. You do it because you have faith, but it doesn't mean that you signed the right paper. So those are the two things, the newcomers and the ones that are there, that we try to help to
be ready for the future.
And how realistic do you think it is for foreign SMEs in China to comply 100% with every single new regulation and change in policy?
No, 100% is not possible, but that's not possible if I open a company in Australia or I open a company in Holland or wherever. But you have to be sure that you're as close as possible. And with people not like to lose their face, and if you have a Chinese CFO who tells you every day everything is fine, but at the end of the story, not everything is fine because he or she was not was very afraid of telling you that he or she was not in control. And while you are working hard and think that people listen to you, well, that is a mistake that you can make.
Excellent. Thank you, Peter. That rounds up my questions for today. So thank you for sharing that insight with us. And we look forward to seeing you at future Aussie Drinks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.